Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Get your game day on and be the first to get this year's OU or OSU Bedlam t-shirt just for donating blood Friday, September 1st at your Oklahoma Blood Institute Donor Center. Stop by between 9 and 4. Oklahoma Beef Council will have an all-beef hot dog waiting for you. Nothing matters more than saving lives in our community, and patients in area hospitals are counting on you this Labor Day weekend. Win from within by giving blood on September 1st with Oklahoma Blood Institute. Visit OBI.org.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
The cattle market bounced back strongly in the later half of today. August futures on the feeder cattle, which expire tomorrow, were up 42 cents at 143.02. Currently, the feeder cattle index, as of yesterday, was 143.18. So we've got one more day's worth of cattle to add into that tomorrow. Six of the 7 days are already in there, so not likely to change just a whole lot. The Fed Cattle Exchange this morning had some cattle trade from about 105 to 105 and a quarter. August live cattle are about 105.50, so that's right in line. Yesterday they had some 168 trade, which is about that 105 and a half in the south. That 168 was in Nebraska. Packer margins are currently estimated to be about $139 a head profit. Feedlot margins, or cattle coming out of feedlots, are estimated about $82.81 per head. So packers are making money, feedlots are making money, according to these estimates. Midday today, box beef choice 191.94 up 17 cents, select was 191.35 up 56. Choice select spreads below $1 at this point, so that's quite a tight spread there. But again, the latter half of the day, the cattle market did bounce back in live cattle and in feeder cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Kansas City wheat was one bright spot, up 2.5 cents today, while Chicago was steady. Beans were 4 to 5 cents weaker. And then the December corn was, or all the corn, 3.5 to 4.25 lower. And tomorrow morning, we've got the Stats Canada 2017 production estimates. Wheat expectations are lower than last year at 26.2 million metric tons. Last year, just under 32. So about a 6 million or 5.5 million metric ton cut. Canola, 18.6. Last year, 19.9. Corn is 13.5, and last year was 14. So lower across the board out of Canada. Tomorrow is the first notice day for the September grains, and then that leads into a three-day weekend. So there's quite a bit going on here with the sell-off and hedge funds, as short as they are across the board for grains in a three-day weekend. There's some talk that maybe being the end of August and so on, and maybe that could change the price action here. We also had an announcement of 131,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Now that's next year's crop. The U.S. dollar today is up 64, and that could pressure grains here going forward. But tomorrow, again, is the end of August, first notice day for the SEP grains. I think that's probably what the primary driver is going to be tomorrow.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.